what will he also go and do in Medina Sharif? Yeah, we must have that longing and thinking of Medina Sharif. How much Durood Sharif do we read? Medina Sharif's value is because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much Durood are we reading? And even if we are going to Medina Sharif and we are not reading Durood Sharif there also, going to Rozai Mubarak and reading Salatu Salam is also minimal. And we are not following Sunnah. In the hotels, we are eating at the table and chair. And what kind of food we are eating there. So that is not the reality of Medina Sharif. Medina Sharif is the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So going to Medina Sharif is really that we go and we make hijrah going to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we go to his lifestyle. And today, unfortunately, very unfortunately, our lifestyles by and large are of the kuffar, the enemies of Islam. We are living like them. And on our tongue is that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On our tongue is, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Show me the straight path, the path that goes to Allah. And in our practical life, it's all the filthy and dirty ways of the kuffar. How does this reconcile in any way? And the very sad part, that any person who tries to follow the sunnah in the least, but then we will call him an extremist. We will call him a person who belongs to the camel age, the stone age. Whereas that is what is required of us, to go into the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are commanded of it so strongly, Abdu alayha bin nawazi, that fight, hold firmly onto it with your back teeth, so that you hold firmly onto it. That is what we are required. But today, those of us who are supposed to be teaching the sunnah and bringing it to the attention of the people, we are making a mockery of the sunnah. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the staunch enemies of Islam worked against Islam. And they tried and harmed Islam and the Muslims. Today, those who call themselves the friends of Islam, who are the propagators of Islam, and we are today working against Islam. From inside, we are destroying Islam. So Allah give us tawfiq that we come to our senses and that we, the deen, which is a pure deen, 100% correct deen, the only way of life for our success in this world also, success in the akhirat also, is the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat, when we will see that green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kis ki salli ala joom jaye, we will read Durood Sharif and we will go into a ikram. That is physically when we are there. And here all the time, when we just think of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, of his sunnah, that we submit to them totally. That is what is really to submit to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what he wanted, that sunnat lifestyle. And that was also really a gift from Allah ta'ala. A beautiful example is given that to please your beloved, you will give, you want to make somebody happy, then give them that gift that will make them happy. And that gift which Allah Ta'ala wanted from us is the gift of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what makes Allah Ta'ala happy. And Allah sent Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with that lifestyle. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, every action of his was ordained by Allah Ta'ala. So that sunnah lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is also directly from Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we have to try and bring in our life. And whoever will follow that way of life becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala himself also. And he becomes the beloved of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also. So looking at the green gumbat and going into a trance, one is physically outwardly and one is in reality. Whenever we think of the deen, the beautiful sunnat lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the most modern lifestyle. There can't be a more modern lifestyle, there can't be a more beautiful, fair, wonderful lifestyle ever. There was never and it will never be. The time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, khairul qurun, the best of times. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then the time of the Tabi'in and the Tabi' Tabi'in. This was the greatest. The world never saw a time like this and will never see a time like this till the day of Qiyamah. That was the best period. It was about 250 years and the height of it was when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the 23 years of Nabuwat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. That was the height. Right before that also, the 40 years of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, then the 23 years were the greatest, the highest. And then the time of the Sahaba, then came the time of the Tabi'in and Tabi' Tabi'in. So that is what we must submit to. Think of that, learn about that, and bring our lives according to that. Jab huzuri ka alam ataahu. When Allah blesses us with the occasion that we are present in front of Rozai Mubarak, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unko afsanai gham sunai, then we will pour our hearts out to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There it is also correct, and we should also ask for du'as also of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell what our problems are. And then we beg of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for us, to intercede for us by Allah Ta'ala. So that is when we are there present. And this should be in our daily lives also, that we send durood, and our durood and our name is taken right in the presence, in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should make dua with the intermediary, that is the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also one thing in which we are very negligent. That is the du'as that we make, and all our du'as, especially the special du'as, that we should take the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one of us can think that when I make du'a, if I take the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, by the love you have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept my du'as. Oh Allah, by the barakah of your Asma'ul Husna, oh Allah, you accept my dua. We don't make, and those are so strong wasila. Our amal are also wasila. Any person, a righteous and pious person, is also a wasila. We make dua, but just that one click of the button, we don't press it. Just make dua with the wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and see how automatically and immediately our du'as are accepted. So we should make, when we make du'a, that oh Allah, through the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by your asma'ul husna, your name, your sifat, accept our du'as, oh Allah. So this is when we are present also in Medina Sharif, and also when we are away from Medina Sharif. Think of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The light came back, let us all say Alhamdulillah. You see, when the lights go, it's not everyone who makes dua. Some people just make a loud, oh, lights are gone. We just make them like an animal. And we are supposed to be Ashraful Makhlukat. And in Ashraful Makhlukat, we are supposed to be Akramul Umam, the best nation. But we carry on like animals also. When the dua lights come back, anything else, then we don't say Alhamdulillah. We don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And more worse than that, we still regard ourselves as very good Muslims. And more worse than that, we in fact regard ourselves as murshid, that we are here to guide other people. And we are worse than animals ourselves, and we are here to guide other people. May Allah let us realize for ourselves who we are and what our worth is. The more worthless we become in our eyes, the more worthy we become in the eyes of Allah. The more worthy we become in our eyes, then we lose our value by the Allah. And when we are to become worthy in the eyes of people and do things to impress people, then we lose all our position by Allah Ta'ala. That person has got no position. So now in he thinks himself and people are praising him and that he has got some position. But he's got absolutely no position. And that is the lowest a person can fall. And then he thinks of him as the highest. This is also a punishment of Allah. That when you do wrong and you justify yourself. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ They do all the wrong things and they regard we are right. And we are the only ones who are right himself. So Allah Ta'ala brings these realities into us. اپنے جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس. Now we don't want to return home. When we are there in Medina Sharif, that love should be in our heart. On one occasion, Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was gone for Umrah, and in front of Rauza Mubarak, which is some friends that were working, close friends, very close, devoted friends, he told them, yeah, we are in front of Rauza Mubarak. And du'as are readily accepted. And we always claim that we would like to die here in Medina Sharif and to pass away in front of the Rauza. So he says, let us make du'a now by the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, give me maut here now. The friends were not prepared. Mm-hmm. And like that we make a lot of claims, but when the crunch came, then they were not prepared to make that du'a there. So that shows that it is an outward show only. But even that, make it till it becomes a reality. And we keep on making that outward show also until it becomes a reality. And don't leave it just to be an outward show till maut comes. That won't help us at the time of maut. Before maut, make it that it becomes a reality in our heart. Chupke, chupke, ye mange duaein. We should be making this dua all the time in our heart also. That Allah gives us maut, and He gives us maut in Medina Sharif. And maut wherever we are. Al-maut is just around. Yusalu al-habib til al-habib. Maut is a bridge which joins the lover to his beloved. And who doesn't want to join with his beloved? If we are sincere, we wouldn't be afraid of maut. We would be eager and that we should meet our beloved. And that would also indicate that we have made our lives accordingly also, corrected our lives, and we are now going to ready to meet our beloved. To meet your beloved, and if we are dirty, and your motor mechanic, grease on your clothes, grease on your body, then how can you meet your beloved in that condition? So immediately we will get engaged in cleaning ourselves, spiritually, make our aqaid correct. Any little shaiba, any little bit of kufr, shirk, we take it out completely from our heart. The love of kufr and shirk, the love of the kafir, all that totally comes out of our heart. If we have association with the non-believers, it is to invite them to Islam. Or just for a necessity for some work. But otherwise, any type of friendship is impossible. Any type of leniency, softness with non-believers, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh should hate to even look at a Christian. Oh. That these people associate partners to Allah. How can we even look at them? So, but for the hour's sake, we will make an outward show and show them some friendship or just for some necessity work, muamalat. We deal with them, that is, but to have any hearty connection with them. And today, this has become so common, whether it is at schools, or whether it is youngsters, or whether it is at universities, or at the workplaces, meeting and living with the kuffar and adopting their lifestyle. And following in their way, that is a very sad case, which is a reality today with us. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab. Now Hazrat explains another scene. That was a scene by Rauza Mubarak. And the other is by Multazam. Where at Multazam a person goes and he makes dua. And he holds onto the Kaaba Sharif and the draw of the Kaaba, and then he makes du'as there. Does this also work? Physically also, Allah grants us that occasion. And it is not so easy to get a chance, because that is a small space, less than 2 meters, the draw of the Kaaba Sharif. And how many people are waiting? And whoever gets the chance doesn't want to come away from there. He wants to take as much time as he can. So it's not easy to get the chance there. But wherever we are, especially at the time of Tahajjud, we think in our mind that now I'm at Kaaba Sharif and I'm making du'as. And inshallah, those du'as will be the du'as of Kaaba and the value of the du'as of the Kaaba Sharif. And that no one there to rush you, no one to push you, not even the guards there, not even other people. You can take your time. But who of us does it? Do it. We don't. When do we take the time to make the du'a? That I'm now at the multazam and now I'm making du'a to Allah. Du'a for my own self. Du'a for my dunya. That also who of us does? So we can see how what a weak condition of our deen. And the more weak a part is that we're still thinking I'm very pious. And we look down upon other people. And our own condition is so weak and so poor. Jaan is tarah tujh par jutai. We should be giving our lives in this way to Allah Ta'ala. That we are at the Kaaba, and even if we are not there, wherever we are, but we just imagine, and in our minds we are present there. We are making tawaf, we are making du'as, we are doing safa marwa, we are making the du'as in safa marwa, we are feeling a great honor to be present at Kaaba Sharif, and we are busy making du'as all the time. Wherever it can be after asr, we are sitting. Just with our heads lowered down, all might be thinking we are sleeping, but we are there at Kaaba Sharif. Or we are there at Rauza Mubarak, we are in Riyadh al-Jannah. It's possible for everyone, but who of us does it? In fact, when after Faraz Namaz, and half a minute dua behind the Imam, our minds are not even present that time. Just for half a minute also, we can't make our minds present and beg Allah of whatever we want to beg. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. One of the special du'as that we should be making is that, O Allah, make me yours. In one great gathering of great, great ulama, great, great buzurgani deen, a talk came about that if a person finds a du'a, the time when du'a is accepted readily, 100%. So what du'a should a person make at that time? Great, great ulama, all were present, all gave their different views. Mort of Iman, what a great thing. For the upliftment of Islam, what a great thing. Many other great things. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Rahmatullah Ali, said, if I find the time, I will make dua for Sohbat al-Salih. Because that is the root that will give birth to everything. Yad zamana ba Sohbat al-Awliya, behtar asfat sala ibadat bebiya. One moment in the company of the truly righteous and pious is more better than 100 years of ibadah. Right? And that ibadah also be riya, without show. Ikhlas ibadah. In other words, ibadah which is 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was walking with Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali from the Khanka to his house. And on that he asked at that time, Hazrat, just as the poet have said, that a little while, a moment's company of the righteous and the pious, it is better than 100 years of ibadah. So Mahatanvi said, looks like you have got doubt in it. That can it be possible? 100 years of ibadah, ikhlas ibadah, correct, proper ibadah, and one moment in the company of the pious, that is more better. You are doubting it. He says, it seems like that. I can't comprehend it. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, the poet has mentioned 2 letters. Sat Sala, 100 years, he has mentioned little. He should have said, Yad Zamana Basohbat Awliya, بہتر است لکھ سالہ عبادت دے دیا, بہتر دینا 100,000 years of عبادت. And the reason for that is what a person gets is by Socrates' heart. That is where we get. They are such people which is the career. In the hadith it comes clearly, لا يشقى بهم جليسو. Those who just meet with them, they just make salam with them, they just look at them with respect and honor and love, they also are not deprived. On which Imam Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jailani, Pirani Peer, Rahmatullah Ali says that, yeah, the word yashqa, which is in the mudari, that is the present and the future, it means that they won't be shaqi, they will be sa'id. They were, now also, and in the future also, those people who meet with the righteous and the pious, with respect and honor, look at them with love and greatness, their mort will also be husn-e khatama. They won't be shaqi, they will be sa'id. So blessed is the company of the righteous and the pious. A little bit in their company. One time, one person asked Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi, the company of the pious, how does that benefit one? The person who is pious, he is pious. And that a person desires that he must be buried next to a pious person, near a pious person, how will that benefit him? He will be in his grave, and that person will be in his grave. And here also everyone has got his own life. How will the piety of a pious person benefit the person who is not pious? So Maulana told him, it was summer, they were sitting, and that wasn't the time of electrical fans, hand fans, people used to fan. So somebody was fanning Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. So Maulana asked him, this person, what's he doing? He said, he's fanning, he's giving cool air. For who is he doing it? He said, for you he's doing it. He said, you are sitting here next to me, aren't you also getting the benefit? Aren't you also feeling cool? He said, yes, 100%. He said, just like that, Allah's rahmat comes down on the righteous and pious, and it is not confided in them. It goes to all who are around them. They all benefit also. So much so that with this, even the non-Muslims benefit, even animals benefit by this rahmat. In fact, the world that is running and carrying on is not with the factories and the parliament and the big corporate companies and all that. It is by the deen of Allah, the name of Allah. And those who are taking the name of Allah, by their barakah this world is running and carrying on. Multazam par ye mange duaen. These are the duas to be asked of Allah Ta'ala. We still have to ask a lot for duas, or how to make duas also. If we don't make the duas correctly, then our duas will get accepted and we'll have problems in our life. One person just making dua for a horse all the time, desperately, for like in our times a car, in those days a horse. His dua was accepted, and a horse came, a dead horse. Now he's got a bigger problem. So if you're making dua for a car, and you get a car, somebody sold the car to you, or gave you a stolen car. Now the next you get the police with an arrest warrant by your door. Your dua got accepted, but now you land yourself in jail with that dua. So how to make dua also? With dua, with afiyat and salamati. That to end with ease and comfort. Sometimes we do make dua. Dua gets accepted for money. And now we work very hard. Our dua got accepted, we're going to get money. But now you're going to work 2 shifts a day, 3 shifts a day. And you make dua that, Ya Allah, with afiyat and salamati, without you leaving your house also, your dua is accepted. And Allah gives you sitting at home. So dua also, how we make it, that also we have to learn. Duas also, not just that we make a husband and wife, very poor people, they got a dua to be accepted. In their terms, a wishbone. And they could wish they could make something. And women usually who are very very much in a hurry, and they are too, they don't think further than their nose, as we will say. So the woman immediately made dua. When this one dua they got, that was that one cologne. So the husband got very cross. With that one dua, we could ask for everything in dunya and akhirah. We could ask for so many things. You made dua for one cologne. Men who have got the problem of becoming too angry, and in their anger blurt out anything. So he made dua, made the polony get stuck on your nose. So the polony got stuck on her nose. Now he's sitting with a bigger problem. The polony, at least you could eat it, but now it's stuck on the woman's nose. Now they come to their senses, when all the damage is done, then some people come to their senses. Other people then also don't come to their senses. And now when they thought and thought and thought, what dua can we make? The only dua is to come back in the plate and then we eat it. And when it came back in the plate, they made their dua, three duas are gone. And what they could do with one dua. And three duas are gone just for that polony to be back in the plate. And now the polony won't go down their throats also. Even that polony, they could have enjoyed it. It was a very desirous thing for the wife. For she wanted it immediately, but now it won't go down her throat also. So duas also, when times of duas which are readily accepted, we should, and that also, we need the company of the righteous and the pious to see what duas and how to make duas. Otherwise, really, we don't even know how to make duas. So whether it's multazam, whether it's tahajjud time, whether it's between adhan and iqama, whether it is before maghrib, when duas are readily accepted, we should be learning how to make dua. And if you make, for example, one dua, Allahumma inni, read Allahumma inni as'aluka khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. What a dua which Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام taught us. Allah reward our share. He brought it to our notice and made it our ma'amur. If you ask this dua once a day, that, oh Allah, I'm asking you of all the good which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. We can never think of all those things. There's nobody who could make more better, comprehensive, fine, detailed dua than Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are asking for that in just less than a minute. We are asking for all that. All the duas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made at tahajjud in his whole life, we are asking for that at this one time. And that great dua was given to the ummah when one sahabi went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Allah, Nabi, you have taught us very many valuable, valuable duas, but my memory is weak. I can't remember. So teach me a dua by which I can get all those duas in one dua. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a Nabi, Nabi your rahmah. Nabi, merciful, a kind Nabi. He said, come, let me teach you one dua, in which you will get all the duas of your Nabi. So the duas of tahajjud, whole life's tahajjud. The duas between Safa and Marwa. The duas in Tawaf. The duas in Arafat. And the duas of the night of Mustalifa. Allahu Akbar. All the duas of Nabi. But how many of us are making that dua? And all of us, we must have come across it. It was brought to our attention. But it is nasya mansiya. Though it was not only brought once to our attention, many times, but it's like we don't even know it exists. We don't make the dua. We don't pay any attention to it. Our total indifference to this. And yet we regard ourselves that we are dindar. But we are totally indifferent to Jesus. So we are asking Allah for all the good which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and save us from all the evil and bad which we don't even know about what is bad for us All that also Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked. So 23 years of du'as of Nabuwat, and in fact before that also, but the intense du'as of Nabuwat of during the great mujahada and difficult times of Makkah Sharif, during Madina Sharif, all those du'as, we can get it in one du'a. But how many of us will make, even now after we have heard it, who will make it also? How many of us still will just be indifferent? We won't even think of what was spoken now in the bayan. Once the bayan is over, we don't even think what was told to us and that we should do it. MashaAllah, there are those people who do take heed. And in fact, it is also strange and fascinating that many women who you listen over live streaming, listen over the receiver, they make more amalitlu. And it brings them to the extent where they express their appreciation. And they express what they are doing. And there are a few men also, very few, that women are more, but that also are very little. Then men are even less than that. The rest of us, the bayan gets finished and everything is just shelved away. We don't make amal, we don't share it with anyone. Who of us go home and share it with our wife? And share it with our friend? And anything else, if we had gone to see a soccer match, we will talk about it to our friend. All those things we will talk about. But such important things like this, because it hasn't got importance in our heart. That's why we don't talk about any car and what that car has got a special feature that we talk. No, I haven't got that car. I can't think myself buying that car, using it, but I'll talk of that feature which is in that car, which is in this smartphone, which is in that thing. Those things appeal. Dunya's muhabbat is so ghalib on us. And deen, we are still very far. And the very sad part, we think we are very deendar. And we got lot of deen. So Allah give us tawfiq to learn how to make du'as also. One particular du'a also, which our Shaykh, Jazahumullah khair, and no matter if we spend hundreds, thousands of lives, sacrifice for our Shaykh is not enough. How Hazrat has taught us? He taught us this one du'a, which is particular, not particular, but particularly valuable. It's not particular with the month of Rajab, but very valuable, because one of the main features of ibadat of the month of Rajab is to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, not in that context, but Hazrat explained that the most loving Allah Ta'ala, it taught the most beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved dua. And what was the dua? Waqul, and say, Rabbi Akhfir. Let us read Rabbi Akhfir. Warham, wa anta khayru rahim. What a short dua, what a wonderful dua. Rabbi Akhfir, warham, wa anta khayru rahim. The most beloved, taught it to the greatest lover, the most beloved dua. What is this dua? Rabbi Akhfir. Oh Allah, forgive me. Now what is maghfirah? Ulama, Allah give them great reward. They made the tafsir, the satri al-qabih wa izhari al-jameel. What does maghfirat mean? Oh Allah, cover all my faults, my wrongdoings, my evils, my bad habits. Cover them up. And the jameel, my good habits, make them known. Bring them to the surface. Today, for example, most friends are like that. They look for your fault. They call themselves your friend, but they are looking for your faults all the time. And any good you got, that they conceal it and hide it. But Allah is that friend, that satril kabir. He hides all the faults and is haril jameel. And he makes the good known. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? That is Rabbi Akhfir. Warham. And oh Allah, shower your mercies upon me. What are mercies? Mana Thanvi Rahmatullah has explained, tawfiq e ta'at. That oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill your commandment. At every time, whatever your command is, the amal fulfill that and stay away from your disobedience. And tawfiq e ta'at and faraghi e ma'isha. And give me enough in rosy that I'm not short ever of money. every time you give me whatever need I got, I want to go on safar, I need 30,000, I need 50,000. Allah makes it available. And whenever I'm not going on safar, I don't have to sit and look like a security man over the 50,000. When I need it, it comes. When I don't need it, I don't need it. It's not there also. And I don't have to worry that crooks might come, they might steal it. But as I need, you grant it to me. So, Farazi and Aisha. And the third is that bila hisab maghfirat. Without any hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamah, maghfirat. Allah just looks at your na'amal and says, go, you are forgiven. And dukhul jannah. And you enter straight into jannah. That is rahmat. So, in this, in Rabb, and why Rabb, the word Rabb is used here, Allah the Narsha, the sustainer. Like a mother, she is physically in this world, the real Rabb of the child. 9 months she carries the child in her womb. She delivers the child. What and what she doesn't go through. She weans the child. About 2 years breastfeed, and what and what she doesn't go through in that period also. With all the difficulties and hardship, what is the result? We would think hatred. But such intense love the mother has for her child, which the father can't imagine also. What love the mother has got. And the love of the child for the mother, that my mother carried me for 9 months. Though it doesn't, it's not conscious of it, but it is in it, the child. And when the child was just born, for true, the mother gave birth to the child. It was a matter of life and death at that time. And my mother gave birth to me. And then 2 years, how she looked after me. So the bond is very, so this is in Rabb, between Allah and His Banda. That Allah Ta'ala, what and what He does for His Banda, everything. If we just pay a little, just like that baby doesn't realize that my mother carried me for 9 months. My mother gave birth to me. In the first 2 years, what and what my mother did for me. We go till Hatta Iza Balagha Arba'een As-Sana. We reach 40 years, but that also we still don't make that dua, Rabbi Irhamhuma, that, oh Allah, have mercy on my parents. Our head, our mind, don't open. The sawdust is so much in our head that also we don't realize what and what our parents did for us. And the proof of that is, for one day today, each one of us asks, did I make dua for my mother today? Did I make dua for my father? Did I make some isal-e sawab for them? And they were my parents. I was grown up. I knew them. And I knew they had some weaknesses also. Perhaps my father didn't have a beard. Perhaps he wasn't making namaz. Perhaps my mother didn't observe parda. And what could be happening to them in the qabr? In spite of that, do I make any dua for them? Do I try and bail them out of jail? That I make some isal-e sawab, some dua for them? No consideration. If that baby doesn't consider it, it's a baby. But we old men now, when you are 40 now, you are well into the life of old age now. You are going fast toward that, but still we are like babies still. No consideration for our parents. And again, the sad part, we think we are very pious. And in fact, we think we are mashayikh, and we are murshid, and we are here to guide other people. But our khud ka koi thikana nahi. We are still so weak. No dua for our marhumin. No isal-e sawab for our marhumin. Nothing. We don't even think about them. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, the making of dua, Allah give us tawfiq to be able to make all these dua. Dono alam ki kya hai, kya hai haqeeqat. What's the value of both the world? Dunya is. لا تعدل جناح بعوضة. This dunya doesn't equal one wing, جناح of a mosquito. Various scientists have explained various amount of wings a mosquito has got. The least what they have said, 3 wings on both sides, 6 wings. And this whole dunya وَمَا فِيهَا dunya وَمَا فِيهَا لا تعدل doesn't equal one wing of the 6 wings of a mosquito. And this one world is the whole world of the 7 continents and the 7 seas. And we don't live on the water on sea. We love on land. There are people who love on water, whole life on boats. They love their life, but we love on land. So take out the seven seas from the whole world. And water in the world, how much is that about? 70%, about two-thirds. So from one wing of a mosquito, take out two-thirds of the wing of the mosquito. You are left with one-third of the wing of a mosquito. In that one-third are the seven continents. And we don't live on all seven continents. We are only living on one continent. And that is for us here, Africa. So take out the six continents. Now out of that one-third of one wing of a mosquito, take out the six continents. Now that one continent is left. How much is left of a wing of a mosquito? And the wing of a mosquito like that also, what value has it got? Well, anyone will go and buy it, go accept it as a gift, will give it as a gift to anyone. No value it has got. This one continent, Africa, has got about 52 countries. We are only living in one country. So take out all the other countries, 51 countries. Now what's left of that wing of a mosquito? Of this one country, all different countries have got different numbers of provinces. South Africa has got 9 provinces. Take out the 8 provinces, the one province which we are in presently. We may be living in different provinces, but at the moment we are here in Gauteng. Now what is the, how much is left of the wing of a mosquito when you took out the 8 provinces? This one province, Gauteng, has got Johannesburg in it, has got Swani, Pretoria, how many other cities and towns? Take out all of them, the one Krugersdorp, a Mukhali city which we are in. And we are in Mukhali city, has got so many suburbs, many suburbs. Take out all the others, the one suburb of Azadville which we are in. Azadville has got so many street extensions. Take out the other extensions, this one extension in which we are in. In this one, how many streets? Take out all the other streets, the one street which we are in. On this one street, there are so many plots, houses. Take out all the others, only the one that we are on. Now, what is that compared to this world which is not even the wing of a mosquito? But that we are dying for. And we are giving our lives for them. It has got no value in any way. But unfortunately, our minds don't work. And akhirat, Allahu Akbar. That is the real life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That is the real life. What you call life, that is in akhirah. For that we don't pay any attention. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Sari alam, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho, us par luta hai. One buzurg says, oh Allah, just giving one life for you is too little. Increase your price. That increase it, it must be more valuable. That how much we are doing is not enough. To get you, you kept your price very low. Very cheap you kept your price. Your price is much more higher. But we can't even pay the cheap price. The low price also we cannot pay. Sare aadam mein phir phir ke ya rab. And this is what we should be doing. Moving in the whole world. And not for anything else but the deen of Allah. What purpose we should be moving? There are darde muhabbat sunai. Wherever we go, we just feel happy. We get the opportunity to speak about Allah. The love of Allah. The greatness of Allah. The forgiveness of Allah. The mercy of Allah. The compassion of Allah. Everything. How wonderful. You just can't stop talking of Allah. The minute you get a chance to talk of Allah, you just become happy, joyous. But unfortunately, that is also, we are in the total opposite. When we want to talk about Allah, then we are like dead. The talker also doesn't want to talk, listener. But talk about some useless thing, some sports, some cricket, some weather, politics. And we know kuffar politics, and we say politics is all lies, treachery. It is all deceit. But yet we enjoy speaking about it. And taking the names of politicians and to show that I know so much about this politician and I'm an expert in politics at that. And it is all not even zero, it is useless. And to, that we enjoy. But to talk about deen, that we find difficult. We should be that we just enjoy talking about deen, talking about Allah, wonderful house of akhirah, the enjoyment of the akhirah. That is what we should do. Sare aalam mein phir phir ke ya rab tera dard e mohabbat sunaye, tera dard e mohabbat sunakar sare aalam ko majnu banaye. We should be making the whole world mad in the love of Allah. They're teaching everyone, convincing everyone that life is life with Allah. Life is the life of Akhirah. Live that life and see the enjoyment you get. Don't be fooled by this dunya and the temptations of this dunya. How Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, إِلَيَّ تَغَرَّفْتِ. You want to deceive me. إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّفْتِ. You're making yourself beautiful and enjoyable to me. Hey heart, get away from me. فَتَتَّتُكِ سَلَاةِ. I've given you three salah. For مَجْلِسُكَ حَكِيرِ. Your entertainment and enjoyment is useless. وَخَطْرُكَ يَسِيرِ. And the fear you put on me, this will happen, that will happen. Take out insurance policy, make savings, do this. That is nothing. I've got nothing to fear of you. فَتَتَّتُكِ سَلَاةِ. Hayat, hayat. That, oh, what a pity, what a pity. Ah, min killati zaad, wa ba'di safar. What if I got so little of ammunition, so much of preparation, so little of purpose, and the journey is so long. A long, long journey to Akhirat, and I haven't prepared for that. That is what we must be worried about. Preparation. And whoever prepares and works for Akhirat, dunya comes by the way, without working for it. And it comes free of charge. And who works for dunya, doesn't get dunya also, doesn't get akhirat also. Who works for akhirat also, gets dunya also. Sare aalam ko majnu banakar, mere maula, tere gheet khaye. And then with all the people of the world, we sing the praises of Allah. And we are in the obedience of Allah, reading the Durood Sharif, reading third kalima, do istighfar, and reading Quran Sharif, and the enjoyment of ibarat of hadith, to enjoy the reading of the hadith, and to read Quran, and the enjoyment of the Quran, that is where we get enjoyment. Mere lazzat-e qurb paakar teri hum, lazzat-e do jahan bhool jaye. And when we get the enjoyment of Allah Ta'ala, we forget all the enjoyment of dunya and akhirah. Jannat's ni'mat also are nothing compared to the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala's Zaat. That those are the greatest. Dar badar dhoonta hai ye akhtar. And this is the condition that should be ours. As we travel in the world, and he said, I only travel looking for those who have the love of Allah, who have the potential. And Hazrat, like many other mashayikh, they should sacrifice themselves when they find somebody who's got potential of the love of Allah. Somebody who's inclined to Allah's love, they should die for him. The, instead of the murid dying for the sheikh dies for the murid, that he has this property, this investment is worthwhile. I must work on this investment. I must take out the best from this investment that will be making Allah zikr, bringing people towards Allah Ta'ala. Ehle dard e muhabbat ko paaye, that we find those people who have got this love of Allah in their heart. It's covered up with rust, it's covered up with gunas and the love of dunya, but it's there. They make all the effort to remove that. They go out of their way. They humble themselves, but where we find somebody who's got potential. And mashallah, there are many people, young girls, what potential they've got. Young boys, what potential they have got. Many people. And when you find a person, you are prepared to give your life for that person. Because that person is going to do great work. He will be the friend, the real friend of Allah. Allah make us all from amongst them and guide us towards righteousness.